Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Lee, who reports on various things, including Baltimore County government. And John, you've been learning some really interesting things about Sparrow's Point, which historically was our economy for the region. And it seems to be coming back a bit.
Yeah, you know, back in the old days with Bethlehem Steel, they had as many as 30,000 people out there. A few years ago, it shut down, and the last 2,000 people were let go. And so what the county likes to point out, and the people who run Sparrow's Point now, is that very soon there are going to be 2,000 people working there again, that same number that lost their jobs a few years ago. There'll be 2,000. There's already almost 800 jobs out there now. There are several companies that have located there. Of course, you've heard about FedEx is coming there. Under Armour made a big announcement very recently. They're bringing about 1,000 jobs there. So the goal is within 3 years to have 3,500 jobs back there, 10,000 within 10 years. And, you know, you really get the sense now that it's actually happening after a lot of kind of fits and starts. It's happening at Sparrow's Point.
You know, sometimes, John, there actually is good news.
Yeah, and this is a good news story.
Absolutely. I'm not sure. I'm sure a lot of people that live out there will have given up about this, and some people have probably moved away, or that they can qualify for what the new jobs are, and what are they? Do you have some breadth of idea?
Well, a lot of it is going to be e-commerce, you know, distribution centers. That's what Under Armour wants to do out there, and the people at TradePoint Atlantic, they're the folks who own Sparrow's Point now, they've been saying that they are tweaking their master plan because they realize e-commerce is going to be a bigger part of what goes on at Sparrow's Point. And so those are going to be, you know, warehouse distribution jobs, that sort of thing.
Well, a number of new jobs will be welcome, whatever they are. And so we'll see down the road. I mean, this activity is very important, and I would think that it's important to political leaders as well.
Sure. Well, County Executive Kevin Kamenitz has been a big cheerleader for all of this. There has been talk that he is contemplating a run for governor in 2 years. And so I think it's a safe bet that if he decides to do that, he will happily point to what's going on at Sparrow's Point as a great success of his administration. And what he has said is that it's part of a vision that they've had for several years in the county as far as what to do out at Sparrow's Point. He talks about TradePoint Atlantic being a strong partner that's adopted their vision of land use. But it's also important to remember this is not a Port Covington situation where the county threw a boatload of money at the project. This is something different. This is where it's been private investment, and the county has been doing things like getting tax breaks in place and that sort of thing to help the development there.
Well, every candidate that runs talks about jobs, and 800 plus jobs, 2,000 down the road, that's not nothing. That's really a good thing, as we've been saying. So, John, we'll just see how it rolls out, and we'll stay on top of it. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
For John Lee, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.